syndicatednews.net on Tell Me with
Yoko la Japonesa Salsera. So, Yoko the Japanese Salsera is good.
Yoko la Japonesa Salsera, the Japanese salsa singer.
Great, great.
Okay, so Yoko, welcome back to syndicatednews.net. It's been a year or more, right?
Thank you for having me again. Yes, I think it's more than a year.
Now, you have two new songs. We have them both here. And
okay.
And one of them is Arigato Salsa.
Yes.
And the other one is La Japonesa Salsera Llegó.
Why are you laughing?
Because it sounds so... She's arrived.
Well, if you are familiar with like salsa music, a lot of singers in the band has that title in one of their songs. Like
everybody has it, yes. Yeah,
Somebody's Llegó, Aquí Estoy, something like that.
Always but, mentioning their presence or their arrival.
Yes. It's all about them, and it's all about me.
Yes. So tell me, you were doing so much last year, and mm-hmm. I follow you on YouTube. It's fascinating the way your career has grown. You look so beautiful, all the changes you've done with your hair and the outfits. Just beautiful.
I know, and then I'm back in the long hair again.
Because I remember I watched you on YouTube, and it was a... crowd somewhere in New York City, and it was pouring rain, and the people were there
yes.
with the umbrellas, but they would not leave.
Of course not. Actually, I saw a lot of people there, and I was surprised. Imagine if it was sunny, it was going to be packed with people. I was really, really upset that day that it rained, but I told myself, this is the lesson that God is trying to give me, that I sang in so many circumstances, so many situations. I went to Japan last year in March. I had to sing the day that tsunami happened. How do you feel that?
Oh my goodness.
You know, so I am sure that this is the lesson or the training that God is putting me through.
Yes.
To handle any kind of situation in my professional career, I have to think like that. Otherwise, it's just so not fair because every time I think something happens.
Now, we have the wonderful blessing that Yoko, of course, is Japanese. So, Yoko, do me a favor. That's a wonderful thing that you just said. And rather than wait to get a translator and have somebody come and help us out with this, why don't you repeat in Japanese what you just said? Because that's an extremely good point. And through this interview, we should make it a bilingual interview so that we can use it everywhere.
Oh, that's great. Which one do you want me to say?
I want you to talk about the fact that you were scheduled to play when the tsunami came in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in Japanese. Tell us about that.
私は去年の3月に日本に帰ってライブをやるときに、ちょうどその日が東北の大地震、そして津波の起こった日でした。そんな日に、大阪でライブをやらなければいけないという事実も神が私に与えてくださった、トレーニングだと思っております。
Thank you so much. That's important. And the other points I want to talk about are your new songs. You have these two new songs out. Tell us about these two pieces. Were you working on them for a while? Or is that song about what happened in Japan?
No, you mean Arigato Salsa?
I listened to that song in Spanish.
Yes, Mi Oportunidad from my first album.
And I was listening to what happened in Japan in that song. And
oh, that's a different song, Ruthie. That's called Salsa para Japón. I recorded
right.
to raise money.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, now that's a beautiful thing. Tell us about that.
Okay, so after I sang in Japan, and I did a little tour during those 3 days right after tsunami. I had a show in Osaka, Hiroshima, and Kyoto. Luckily, that's the west part of Japan, so there was no damage because tsunami only happened in north. So I had to keep going with what I was supposed to do. And then the situation, we was devastated. It was in the north area of Japan, it's a chaos. But west part of Japan, which is far from what happened, but we still felt the depression.
Of course.
Yeah. So when I came back, I went to Hawaii because I had a show in Hawaii before I came to New York. And when I got to Hawaii, people were not already talking about tsunami. It was like a week after. But people already forgot about what happened. It's just I saw less news. I was watching the TV news. So I have to have something to remind me always what happened and then what I was doing in Japan. So when I came back to New York, I talked to my producer, Willie Ruiz. I want to make a song about what happened in Japan, and I want all the, my musician friends in New York to help me. So I wrote the song with Chino Nunez, who's a famous timbales player who gave me the very first chance to sing in New York.
I remember.
And he's a great composer. So I called him up and I asked him, can you write me a song? I'm going to give you some idea that I want to say. I like the wording that you do, so I want you to write a song. And I also have Marco Bermudez, the singer from Spanish Harlem Orchestra, Grammy-winning band. So he also joined writing the song, and he also singing on the song. And of course, the musical direction and arrangement is my producer, Willie Ruiz. He did everything for free. You know how hard to record the 13 parts of the song by himself, volunteering. And I invited all the famous singers from New York. I have Ray Sepulveda. I have Frankie Morales from the Tito Fuente Orchestra. And I have to think really, hold on. Ray Viera, which is my dearest friend, who always helped me learning as a singer, and he is the singer for the Johnny Pacheco band. And I have Willie Ruiz also singing on this song, and also Marco Bermudez, Grammy-winning Spanish Harlem Orchestra singer, singing the, in their word, the message to the Japan. It's a beautiful song. I think I sent it to you.
Yes, I have it, and I'm going to play it with this interview. Now, this is just priceless, what you just said. Please repeat it in Japanese for our Japanese audience.
そして、その津波が起こった後3日間は、私はやあの西日本でツアーがもう予定されておりましたので、津波があったなかったにかかわらず、ツアーに行かなければなりませんでしたが、西日本の方は本当に全くダメージがなく平和な感じだったんですけれども、やっぱり人々は津波からの落ち込みというかダメージを心では深く感じておりましたので、その3日間はその落ち込みにも負けず出てきてくださった方々を私はもう幸せにすることだけを考えて、一生懸命歌いました。そしてその後私はハワイでショーがあったので、ハワイのサルサフェスティバルに行くためにハワイに行きました。そしてホテルでテレビをつけた時に、1週間ちょっとしか津波が起こってから経っていないのに、もうニュースではほとんど津波のことは触れられず、私はもうこれは何とかしてでも自分で津波のことを忘れないために、自分にリマインドするために曲を作らなければならないと、思いまして、ニューヨークに戻ってから私のプロデューサーにお願いして、そして私の本当の、シンガーとしての生みの親ですね、チノ・ヌニェス、とても有名なパーカッションプレイヤー、彼は作曲もアレンジもするのですが、彼に頼みまして作曲作詞を、助けてもらいました。そしてグラミー賞を、2度も取っているスパニッシュハーレムオーケストラのマルコ・ベルムーデスさん、そこの歌手、メインあのリードシンガーのマルコ・ベルムーデスさんにもお願いして、作曲を手伝ってもらい、そしてレコーディングは私が本当に日頃お世話になっているニューヨークの有名なサルサシンガー、レイ・セプルベダさん、そして、ジョニー・パチェコ、のバンドからレイ・ビエラ、 そしてティト・プエント・オーケストラの最後のシンガー、フランキー・モラレス、そして、先ほども申しました、スパニッシュ・ハーレム・オーケストラのマルコ・ベルムーデスさん、後の、プロデューサー、ウリー・ルイス、そして私が、自分たちの言葉で、日本に対するメッセージを歌っております。
Thank you so much. I don't want to leave anybody out. And seeing that we both are bilingual, there's no reason not to include our many listeners.
I'll be speaking in Mandarin soon. Oh my God.
Yes. Are you learning Mandarin?
I am planning to because it's just a big market now.
Yes, absolutely. And you know that we are spreading in China. We're opening up in China.
You told me that. Yeah.
That's a very important thing.
We should talk about Arigato Salsa.
Yes, go ahead.
And then Japón esa salsa llegó.
Tell me about Arigato Salsa.
Arigato Salsa, I wrote a lyric in Japanese. It's a straight ahead salsa tune, but I don't think there is no one who can sing salsa in Japanese like I do.
No, I don't think there is.
There are a lot of Japanese salsa singers in Japan, but I'm really, really confident because I learned all the rhythmic patterns and everything in New York. So I wanted to merge everything. And also, world famous DJ Henry Knowles in New York and also the big promoter from Puerto Rico, Richie Vieira, from the Vieira Disco, they asked if I can sing something in Japanese. So that was a call. I was like, let me do it. And I really didn't want to write a new song because it's a lot of work, to be honest with you. So I was like, oh, I have my composition from my first album. Why don't I sing that in Japanese? And that's what I did for Arigato Salsa. And I always like the song that uplifts the mind, and I let my Japanese friend hear it. And when they hear arigato, arigato means thank you. So it feels good automatically, and it's a very major happy tune, so it's a positive song. It's going to be a hit, and people understand that word. So arigato means thank you everywhere in the world.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I think that's good, right?
Absolutely, I think that's wonderful. Y la japonesa salsera llegó. Tell us about that.
La japonesa salsera llegó has my name. All over the song, it has my name, Yoko. You know why? Because the first, the most famous salsa, Japanese salsa singer is Nora from Orquesta de la Luz. People still make mistakes. Me and her get confused.
When are you going to be at Lincoln Center?
I'm going to be singing at Lincoln Center Mid Summer Night Swing with Mambo Legends Orchestra, Grammy nominated. I'm tributing to La Lupe.
Beautiful.
7月の10日に、なんと Lincoln Center が主催する Mid Summer Night Swing で、元ピトプエンテのオーケストラだったマンボレジェンズさんと、共演させてもらうことになりました。そしてラテン音楽の歴史で、最も活躍した3人のディーバ、そのうちの1人ラルーペのトリビュートを私が歌うという、大役をいただきました。 This is Yoko from syndicatednews.net syndicatednews.net のようこがお届けしました。